All right, hello. It's good to be back here at the Combine and get a chance to meet some of these players. Unfortunately, I had to follow Ted second, so this will be a tough act. We're excited about our football team. We've got a lot of good guys on it. Rick Spielman and the scouts have done a great job in putting it together, and we're excited to get into U.S. Bank Stadium and see if we can do a little bit of damage in there. So, questions? Well, Chad's a terrific guy. I love him. He's been terrific for us. He probably played more than he anticipated this year, and more than I probably did, just because his role expanded because of some of the injuries and things. But you know, I really wish I would have had a chance to coach him when he first came out of the draft, because I see the great intangibles and that he has now, and what maybe I could have helped him try to be if I had him when he was younger. Yeah, you know what? I've been working on offensive guys right now, so I do have a fondness of UCLA linebackers because I have two, but I don't really know enough about them yet. I mean, I hear good things, but that's it. Yeah, well, it's extremely important. He got sacked 45 times this year, and I think 44 last year, so he's getting hit way too many times. We've got to do a better job in protecting, and that's not just the offensive line, it's the running backs and receivers making the right adjustments, but it is extremely important. This guy has got a chance to be an extremely good player, but we have to do a good job with that. I don't worry too much about the analytics services. I worry about how I look at him and how I grade him. I say early in the year he probably struggled a little bit with some of the penalties, and that caused him to be conservative in the way he was playing. And like I told him during the season, he needs to be power forward, not a point guard. You know, you have to be who you are. And his game is about power and strength and physicality. And if you don't play up to your game, you might struggle a little bit. But, I like Xavier. He actually texted me 2 days ago, I guess, and just said, "Hey, coach, what's up?" he's a good kid, and he's got an awful lot of ability. He's got a chance to be a very good corner in this league.
Penn State quarterback Christian Hackenberg, podium C. Penn State quarterback
Hackenberg,
podium C.
So let me go. I got to go to that.
Coach, is Stephon Diggs ready to be a
I think Stephon has done a lot of good things. He's still got a long way to go. He's still got to continue to prove himself. Everybody else is going too. I think he continues to get better. There's still a lot of things he's got to work on. I think this next year and the year following, that'll determine how good he really ends up being. Well, I think we have a great division. I thought that all along. I think the year I got to Minnesota, Chicago was in the playoffs or right close to being in the playoffs, and then Detroit was in the playoffs a year ago. And obviously Green Bay's won the division the last 4 years. So it's a heck of a division. There's a lot of great coaches in there. Mike McCarthy, I think, does an unbelievable job, and Ted Thompson, who was just up here. They've been the pinnacle of this division for a long time. But, John Fox is a friend of mine, and he's done a great job, and I do see their football team getting better. I think all of us in Detroit has a ton of athletic ability, and so, hopefully we'll continue to keep fighting.
Coach, Jarek McKinnon seems to be an ascending player. How much larger of a role
Well, you're right. Jarek is a good kid. He's been around the facility, you know, just working out. That's the kind of kid he is. He loves ball. He's a great kid. Always got a smile on his face. And I do think that we can continue to find a lot more things for him to do. Continue to use his athletic ability and get him in some open spaces that allow him to continue to showcase his ability. I think when you're messing around in free agency, I think the more you know a player, the better chance you have of being correct. And so for me, a lot of this has been familiarity. Not only me knowing them, but them knowing me and how I am too. So, you know, I think that's an important part of the process as well. But, we'll just have to see. I really like my football team right now. I like the way they work, their mentality, the way they do the things. And, if we can continue to add players that have our vision and where we can see them fitting in, then I think it's great. Yeah, well, first of all, Rick, and not just Rick, the scouts, we have a great group of scouts, and I've been so fortunate to come into this situation with so many guys that that have helped me along the way, the Studwell and Jamal Stevenson and George Payton and Rick, and obviously Rick kind of runs that whole deal, but finding these guys and being able to give us talent to work with has been really good. I do think we have a good nucleus of defensive guys. We're not anywhere near where I want to be yet, but you can see the development of these football players. The Sharif Floyd, Xavier Rhodes, Anthony Barr coming in and not really playing that position before. I think our coaches have done a great job along with it. But, you know, it takes a collective effort with the scouts and the coaches in order to, okay, these are the kind of guys that fit with what you do, and maybe they don't fit, but how can you use them to help this football team get better? And I think that's what we've done a little bit defensively. I think we have a good collective group of communication between the scouts and with the – Yeah, Trey Waynes. Mm-hmm. Well, I think he's got a chance to be a very good player. Quite honestly, I think it was a good situation for him to play special teams, play a little bit this year, be a part-time player because of the fact that he has he's had a chance to learn, and he had a chance to learn from a great veteran guy in Newman. Newman's helped with Xavier, and I mean a lot of these guys he's helped with. So, but I see him being a very good football player, and it's just. It's not about athletic ability with him. It's just some of the learning the game of professional football.
Like you guys took Daniel Hunter and why is that leg so important to you when you're looking at defensive
end? Well, a good example, Matt, would be if I could reach you right now and tackle you, that would be a pretty good advantage, right, as opposed to trying to reach this far away. So number one is reach, okay, trying to get off a block and get to a guy. Number two is when you get these guys that are 10 feet high in the air with their hands, being able to get in the quarterback's throwing lane, tip balls, things like that. I think length gives you an advantage that can be important for your defensive football team. Well, first of all, each game is going to determine how we play. We want to win games, and And I don't have a problem winning game 13-10 and running the ball a bunch of times, and especially finish the game running the ball. I have no issues with that whatsoever. I'd like to win him 24-10. I don't know that he'll be throwing the ball more, but really what, at the end of the day, when I come back here next year, if I'm still here, what I want to say is, man, Teddy really, he took over this offense. He took over. He was really in charge of everything he did here. He took charge of the league. Whatever that means, if it's getting us in the right plays, if it's throwing a ball more, if it's throwing a ball less, but just taking charge of this thing, because this is it's going to be his baby eventually. Well, I think this, that if Harrison Smith was paired with a guy that had some other qualities, we could allow Harrison to be more of an impactful player. So I don't know if that answered your question or not, but I think Harrison can be more impactful if he had the right kind of guy next to him. I don't know. I think it totally helps the scouts, and I think it totally helps everybody in the organization kind of get on the same page. I want Tony's personality to rub off on those guys. It's going to be a different personality, but that's part of it as well. Well, winning sure helps. The more you win, the more recognition you get, and you know it's good for everybody. But you know, Marvin, number one, Mike Brown does a great job in helping coaches grow. He's very, very loyal to him. He's solid in everything. You know, his upbringing is unbelievable. Anyway, hey Butch, how you doing? And then Marvin's done a great job with these with all of us. He helped me grow tremendously. I can't speak for the other guys, but I know for me, he helped me a lot in a lot of different ways. We've done a lot of things that Marvin's done, with some of the things we do with the football team overall. But, I think one of the big things about that is shows that you can be a good guy and be a good coach and still win too, because Marvin does a lot of that. Well, Duke has always been very knowledgeable, number one. He's a hard worker. Again, he comes from a pretty good family football background. Duke has always loved talent, and I think that shows on their football team right now. They have a very, very talented team. I think that he does a great job in getting the background information on all the players to make sure that they can be coached and be coached the right way. But putting it all together, I think he's done a fantastic job. Thank you.